I guess a congratulations is in order for Joe Biden and Kamala, right? And for half of the country. Half of the country won, right? We treat this shit like it's a goddamn sport, you know? The other side's all mopey. I'm like, just a president. Jesus Christ. Would you work with him? Nah, let's work with him. Your guy lost, now let's work with him. But yeah, congratulations to Joe Biden. I felt good. It felt good. I felt good. It felt good. A lot of the world felt good. You know, all the celebrations going on. I'm moving some stuff to storage because there's too much shit in the house. I'm just putting some stuff in storage. So fuck it. Let me finally do it. It's a bunch of shit that I don't care if the fucking warehouse, if the storage place burned down, I won't give a fuck. So I don't want to throw that shit away, but nah. But yeah, people are someone's honking. I thought someone was honking at me. There was like another honk over there, and then another honk, you know, right over my left shoulder. And then it hit me. And I looked at my phone, and it said Joe Biden. He's gonna be the 46th president of the United States. Hold on, check something. And I got chills. It's good chills. People are clapping. Yeah, people are. Just me, man. I'm everything, man. I started clapping. I'm holding like a fucking box and I'm clapping. Yeah, like it wasn't nothing in the box. Just, you know. So that felt good. It was the whole Harlem was excited. The whole world, the whole country, and that's good. Let's see what happens with Sleepy Joe. I wonder if Joe Biden is going to meet with Ice Cube. I think now it's time for him to meet up with Ice Cube. He's got to, you know, he think black people too. He's going to look out for us. So we'll see what that looks like. Let's see if it's going to be with Ice Cube. Joe Biden's going to have a tough run at it though. He's got to clean up a lot of shit. A lot of it. But let's see what him and Kamala can do. And they're gonna have to go through everything. There's a lot of just surface shit that they're gonna have to fight, right? Ageism. He's gonna have to fight that. And I'll get the ageism with him. With Crazy Joe. What's his nickname? It's classic. Joe Hyden and Sleepy Joe. Those are classics. She's sleeping. But yeah. You got an old white guy, you know. We went from one old white guy to a older white guy. And, you know, he's an old guy. You seen him running out there to the podium. I was just like, you know, everybody in the whole world was like, don't fall. You know, and he's not the best speaker. He's a good speaker, but, you know, he's not eloquent as Trump. You know, the jokes, you know, the ageism jokes. He's an old man. Yeah, he's not, his motor skills might not be the best as far as his talking. His walking, but he works out more than Trump. But what does that mean as far as a president? He's gonna have like the smartest people with him. He's gonna be okay. You know, I don't think he lost his mind. You know, I'd rather him be our president than him driving now, right? If he can drive, I guess he could be president. Right? Because if I see Joe Biden next to me on the road, I'm like, oh, fuck. It's always that, you know? It's sad to say, but, you know, that slow motherfucker ahead of you, you go around and you just sneak a peek. You know, I'm not yelling. It's an old guy or gal. But I'd rather her be president. I'm more comfortable with her president, being president of the United States, than her drive with me on the road, right? And that's saying something. So, yeah. ageism as far as I'm driving, yeah, I get it. But being a president, I think he'll be okay. You know, he's been in politics long enough. So I think he knows what to do, what the job entails. Then you got Kamala. She's gonna deal with the racism, and that's a whole bag of junk. She's gonna have to deal with the ageism, not the ageism. I'm joking. The sexism. She's gonna have to deal with. So just being a woman, Clinton, she didn't get in because of, you know, I'm saying she didn't get in, but a lot of people didn't want to rock with a woman just yet. You know, she's sick, like, fuck, they put a black woman in before me? Yeah, she probably thinking like that. Is she? I don't know. Barbara, I don't know. I'm sorry. So we're going to see how what happens with that presidency. You know, I think they're going to do some good things, some great things. It's up to the world the country to give them a fair shot. And see where they can take this country. I know it's going to be tough as far as them dealing with Republicans, just the other half of the country. And now he's talking like that Obama talk, bringing the world together. I can't bring the world, this country together. You know? Sometimes they say just fuck the other side. That's what they say that all the time. You know, Obama, you know, they fell for it last time with the judge. Just put your judge in. Don't listen to them. Like, are you sure? I'm going out, right? Sorry, I shouldn't be able to pick my Supreme Court judge. Yeah, you're right. And then they total 180 when it's their time. So you just can't play fair when the other side never plays fair. You can't keep getting decked, punching them off and then be like, hey, you know, help them up. And they're gonna yank your ass to the ground. So we'll see where that goes. So yeah, ageism, sexism. Now I got me thinking about Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion, right? Look at those two people. Two people who Tory Lanez dealing with shortism. And then you got Megan Thee Stallion dealing with tallisms, you know? Fell in love. But the stereotypes are too strong. Two negatives make a positive. Didn't work then. It's, I don't really want to delve into what happened, because I don't know what happened, so I'm not going to pick a side, you know? Neither should I pick a side, you know, that's their shit. They're both popping, but they got good music, great music, so I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen with that. The truth will come out eventually. Probably not, I doubt it. This is gonna be, I think Tory's gonna get acquitted and then nobody's really gonna know what the fuck happened. Which is okay, because, you know, I don't give a fuck. So to speak, you know, it's not my business. Anybody else, nobody will give a fuck, so I should give a fuck about this. I care about a little bit, though, you know. Fucking lives being ruined. Stupid mistakes, drinking and shit. Yeah. Yeah, this show today, the Nose Lane show I'm doing today. This is just a one off. This is episode 3, by the way. We're just a light riff for a Sunday morning. You know. And going back to the president thing, you know, right? We want president to be a certain age. Why can't a president be young, right? This guy Joe Biden, he's too old, you know? Why can't we have a 25-year-old president, right? What does it entail? But they got to experience some shit, you know? There's a lot of smart motherfuckers can run the world at 21, you know? Yeah, they probably change that soon too. We don't know. World's getting younger. My mood's a little somber today too, because I'm just tired of seeing these young black kids getting murdered. You know, King Von. I just start listening to every rapper. I start getting into their music. They just go. And Nipsey Hussle. I've been listening to Nipsey Hussle for a while, so that was, you know, that was personal for me. And these guys get down into it personal. Pop Smoke. We start digging his music. You know, I get late to the, I'm old head, so I'm late to the party. King Von, so I listen to his stuff. I like Lil Durk. I listen to a lot of these young guys, man. Why not? A lot of old heads, people my age, say they don't listen to these young cats. right? You don't hear actors doing that, right? You don't hear like Denzel Washington saying, "I don't fuck with Chadwick Boseman, young ass actor," right? These young guys, these older actors, they embrace the young guys, they guide them. But the older rappers, and just the older rap community, like the fans and, you know, from Charlamagne's and Joe Budden's, they're bashing the shit out of these guys. And that creates that divide, you know? Why are you fucking with the little kids for? These guys out there wilding, and they should be getting some guidance. But you just like, you know, you don't fuck with their music. We're like fucking bashing their fucking music all the time. We become our parents, right? We went from like your jeans are too tight, your jeans are too baggy, to like your jeans are too tight. We just keep, can't stop criticizing the youth. I don't know if that's in the black community as much as, I don't know. I think, I'm gonna focus on rap. I'm not sure how the white community treats that. I don't hear them complaining a lot. I know they complain about the Kardashians and stuff. But that's just a lot of hate. But we spend a lot of time bashing the youth. This is the world we gave them. This is the world that they came from. Drugs and killing. Drug gaming is not like it used to be. So now they're just fucking just killing off of just words. Really just spoken words. More than the word is powerful as a motherfucker. It's all it is. And it's just retaliation killings. Back and forth. Fuck you, and you know. It's kind of crazy, right? We gotta embrace the youth. Gotta, you know, gotta put them underneath our arms, man. Hug them. So, you know, cause they're teaching their babies, the young babies, they're teaching them to fucking kill. You know, it's getting out of fucking hand. I think we really gotta, you know, guys, I go for my generation. We really gotta like stop being so negative towards the kids. Keep, you know, the constant bashing and shit, that's gotta stop. Cause it's not leading to shit. It is not leading to shit except more murder. And all we keep saying is these motherfuckers are wild. Why, right? They learned this shit from us. You know, as we get older, we realize shit is bad for ourselves. We're like, yeah, what we doing was crazy. But we're not, you know, looking at the babies and saying, hey, you don't have to fucking die over some bullshit, you know? And King Von, he was in a bad position for that. You know, his friend definitely shouldn't have been letting him fight. Get him the fuck out of there. He shouldn't have been fighting. Because you're exposed to so much shit, you know, from Atlanta. Yeah, Pop Smoke dying over some dumb shit. There's fucking amateurs out there, man. You know, Nipsey said something. What bar? He said it's a bar he said in his song, Status Symbol 3. He said he was trained to kill, trained to aim at black men, never felt the satisfaction. You know, that's a fucking, that bar right there, those bars are incredible, because it means so much. He was trained to aim at black men, but he never felt the satisfaction. And then a black man murders him over fucking nothing, right? Because he grew up in that shit, you know? He tried to, you know, change his life. I mean, he was still a pussy, punk, he just, you know, that shit wasn't the way to choose to guide the youth. You know, you could right your wrongs in life. That's the shit. You can't just hold on to someone's past while they're trying to write their future, you know? So, yeah. We got to do more for the youth besides bashing. We just sitting there looking at the mess, the carnage. We tell them about their fucking contracts. Like, yo, you sign these fucked up deals. Why is it like music? Teach them, right? Teach them. Don't fucking people want to spot and embarrassing them. That's an automatic fuck you for them. They're like, man, fuck you. Can't come up off the young bashing the young youth. And I'm not trying to bash Bud and Charlamagne, but they could do better as far as that, embracing youth. Because the youth, man, you know, being a kid, when we were kids, we don't give a fuck. You know, we don't, it's fuck us, it's fuck you. You know? Like, the youth are dying at an insane rate all over the fucking country, in the world, really. You know, got everything out of worry about. Police, your white neighbor. You know? Neighborhoods are getting smaller as far as, like, quote unquote black neighborhood. Time to clean the fuck up, you know? The youth gotta want it too, but we gotta be there to help guide them. They need guidance. You know, people my age, I need guidance. Everybody needs some type of guidance for someone, you know? And I get inspired by the young cast. These guys are really going for it, talented. That's inspiration, you know? Fucking inspired by people my age. Bunch of fucking haters, you know? I don't know. We'll see. Oh man, I'm somber today. This is a somber episode, right? No funny today. No funny at all. But yeah, I think I'm gonna end it now. Let's see how these last 2 months go with Trump. We'll see what's gonna be going on. He's gonna be trying to go to court. Is he? That'd be such a waste of fucking time. But yeah, 2 months. 2 months left for Trump. Yay. 2 months left. Episode 3, guys, the Mills Lane Show. Let's do better. Let's be better. And let's do better, right? Did I say that already? All right, guys, I'm out. Enjoy you.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Mills Lane Show with Wesley Mills. There's a version of this episode on YouTube that includes funny pictures and captions and also my funny looking face. Just type in the Mills Lane Show. Enjoy.